have ladies on the show today. I wanted to look nice. Shirt.
No, you don't look nice. You look like a nerd. You know what you look like? You look like a lumberjack that came in from lumberjacking to go to a funeral.
Actually, that's really poignant of you because it's a Dixon shirt. And this is what guys that actually work would wear to a funeral. Because it's the only nice shirt they have.
Yeah.
I love this. I love the Dixons.
It's a nice shirt. I'm not saying it's not a nice shirt. It just looks so weird seeing you in a dress shirt. Welcome, everybody. Lachlan in a dress shirt today. My name is Dean. You just have two things to talk about today?
No. The reason why the shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Okay, go ahead.
We got two lovely ladies on, so I wanted to look nice for the ladies. And then two, I'm doing one of those
TED Talks?
No, what do we call it? Commerce content?
I'd pay huge money to see you do a TED Talk.
I might.
Huge.
After I finish my book, I'm going to go on a TED Talk tour. Now, listen to me. I'm going to do podcasts for businesses.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to take that and put that onto their web pages and out on their social media, right?
Yeah, commerce content. That's what you're doing. Commerce content.
Commerce content. I did one for Ardent back in January.
Ardent Roofing. Right? Yeah. New client, new partner here at the Dean Blundell Show, new partner of the locker room, Ardent Roofing, Stacy Disitel, one of the nicest guys in the world. Had a great chat with him. Gives and gives and gives to the Children's Hospital of Edmonton, Stollery Hospital. What a lovely man he is.
The community as a whole, he gives back. Anyway, we got more on that later on the show. But I'm meeting with my buddy Mark because I phoned him and I said, this is my idea. I want to sit down with you, do a podcast. We're going to do three episodes. I got it all broken out. I did a bunch of work research on this company this weekend. So we're going to my buddy Army Chris's place, who's got like $20,000 worth of gear. We're going to sit down this afternoon and we're going to record our this podcast for him to use. And I'm going to do that for companies for a fee. I'm doing it with Mark because...
Get on the money horse, right again.
Yeah, because Mark is a friend of mine, and I wanted to give people an example of what it is that is. Because it's hard to explain to people, so I want them to see something, have something tangible that they can look at.
What you're talking about is a sizzle reel. That's what you're talking about. An example, a sample of the professionalism of Lachlan Cross, what Lachlan Cross can do for your business.
In his Dixon shirt.
In his lumberjack funeral Dixon shirt. I love how you wanted to look good for the ladies too.
Of course I did.
By the way, two of the most fucking incredible people in the world. Not only are these ladies entrepreneurs, not only are they the owners of Canada's number one, numero uno body rub parlor. They're sex advocates. They're sexologists. They're basically relationship experts. They're like advocates for therapeutic sex work. They're advocates for sex workers. They're the owners of, like I said, the biggest and the best body rub parlor in this country. People come from all over the world to experience Muse Massage Spa. Please welcome to the program, not just Emily today. We've got Emily and Riley. Emily and Riley, MuseMassageSpa.com. Oh, we only let me see. Let me see if we can get a better bit. Oh, there we go. There we go. Now we see.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, it's
weird. We
usually just have Emily on, but Emily and Riley, it's so nice that you can join us today, Riley.
Because I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to join.
Yeah, where are the kids this morning?
Did you manage? We got four times more boob on the show today.
There's a lot of basketball.
There's always a lot of boob just with Dean and I.
Yeah.
But four times more.
There's a lot of breast tissue here. Some nice to look at, some not so nice to look at. The ones on the top, not so nice. Anyway, nice to have you. So, Riley, are your kids at school? Did you get them off to school?
They're back. March break is over. Back to work.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny, hey, whenever March break happens and you're a parent, and you know this because you got young kids, everybody's like, enjoy March break. And you're like, hey, how about no? How about all my kids will fucking be here, so I won't be enjoying March break.
It was okay. You know what? The biggest highlight for me for March break or any break during the year is I'm like, I don't have to make those godforsaken school lunches. Mm-hmm. But I mean, in reality, I'm still making these kids lunch every day. It's just that packing portion. Yeah. I don't miss it.
No. No, it's the packing and the work, right? You put everything in like 15,000 little sandwich snack bags, and then you got to make sure everybody's got the same amount of shit because the kids go through their lunch and they go, and you're like, "Mommy, why'd you give him two granola bars and me only one?" And you're like, "Shut up, just go get another granola bar, you little ungrateful little puke," like that kind of stuff.
The struggle is real.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell I have three kids too.
I started to dole that stuff off on the kids at a very young age.
Like you told them to make their own lunches, you mean?
Well, I ran basically a sweatshop from the time they were about 5 or 6. I had them doing laundry and chores and
brilliant
breaking. Yeah. I like
it. Have you started that? Have you started the allowance program with your kids where you're like, listen, you're gonna get $5 a week if you do these
things? I bribe them when needed. I've attempted to get into them doing their school lunches, but they just pack all the crap. They just, snacks and Dunkaroos and juice boxes. So
Wait, dude, you never stop buying Dunkaroos, especially.
Listen, that's high quality trade material.
Yeah. You can bribe with Dunkaroos too. And the other thing is there are probably adults in that house that don't mind smoking cannabis. Nothing comes in handier at 11 o'clock Dunkaroos. Yeah.
Late night Dunkaroos. That's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How are you, ladies? Em, how is business? Tell me, how are things at Muse? I noticed that you've got a couple of things going on. I want to get to this real quick. Folks, these ladies have been running the most prestigious licensed body rub parlor in the city of Toronto for a very, very long time. I've known Emily, not Riley, but Emily for a long time. I've gotten to know Riley over the last little bit. These are not your regular business owners. They're advocates. They're business people. They're safe. They're therapy people. They like to, you know, offer therapeutics to individuals as well. They're really, really bright. And not only that, they've got a BTGO. Buy two, get one free. Tell us about this.
Punch cards?
Yeah. Do you have a punch card? Like for a
Tim Hortons coffee? I mean, it's digital, but yeah, in essence.
Tell me about this. It's the whole month of March?
The whole month of March.
Yeah. What is it?
You buy two, you get one free for any 30 minutes. And it's just the house portion. Obviously, the ladies' fee isn't on sale. Never is.
No, it's not. Okay, good. And you've got a brand new website. Can we get to that? Because it's awesome. Yeah. Before we get to a whole bunch of content. I was on your site today. It looks incredible. Tell me about it real quick. And what can you do when you get on the site? Because there are a lot of people that are going to want to use your services, right? And there are people that do, specifically in the city of Toronto. And I want to encourage men in the city of Toronto, if you've been thinking about this as a service, if you've been thinking about enjoying this, if you've been thinking about going down and trying out what the ladies at Muse have to offer, I highly encourage you to. It is incredibly safe, but there are a lot of people that are nervous, right? Let's settle them down a little bit before we get there.
Cool.
Yeah. So what is it that you have that other people can look at you when they look at Emily and Riley and they're like, okay, I know they've been in business for 20 years. Tell me about the website. Tell me how people can book and tell me what you've added to the website real quick.
Well, it's actually been a while since we'd first designed our initial website. So it was long overdue. I don't even know how it lasted like 14 some odd years without being changed. Definitely like software updates, security updates, but nothing in terms of look and style. So this is just a fresh, brand new, just different perspective. I like how dynamic it is. I like that it's more interactive. It's got more media on it. It's got more to look at. We've got all the Muse on the Mic podcast stuff on there as well. We've got great little sections that feature the ladies and feature the promos. We even have a special promo for your listeners today.
Come on. Yeah. You have a special promo for Dean Blundell Show listeners?
We do.
Tell me about it. What do you got?
We want to offer any new customer coming in that's listening to this right now, $50 off a 45-minute session. And the way that they can redeem it, right? The way they can redeem it is by contacting Riley and I directly. So they can DM us on any platform. We're on all social media or email straight through the website. And we will set your appointment, answer any of your questions, and make sure that you're super comfortable for your first time.
Oh, my God. You're going to hold people's hand, walk them through the whole thing, and give them $50 off at the same time? Is that what you're doing?
By us. Exactly. Yeah.
You know what, though? We already assume they're a bit nervous. They're on the fence. So why not come directly to us? We can answer all your questions and make them feel super comfy.
Yeah. Can you take me through that? Like the first guy, you obviously have had experiences with people that will come in. And by the way, we're going to give everybody those socials. Let's make sure that you DM these two ladies, because if there's something I like to do is give people a deal.
Yes.
Especially a deal at Muse Massage Spa.
And that's a big deal.
It is $50 off.
50 bucks is, yeah. Is, yeah,
it's huge. So if, listen, if you're short on cash and you want this experience, these ladies will walk you through it. So take me through like a first timer, like someone like Lachlan and I, we come in, we haven't been in to see you guys. I DM you. You're like, come on down. I'm going to give you a deal. $50 off. Ladies, take me through an experience. Oh, look at Emily. She's like chomping at the bit. She's like, oh, I can't wait to get to the Macy's stuff. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I'm nervous.
We're nervous. We're nervous guys. We're a couple of nervous Nellies.
I would be very nervous. I'll admit that freely. I black out during sex still.
Generally.
Shut up.
Generally, yeah.
And you can do it right. That's so sad.
He goes hard.
That's why.
It's because I can't believe I'm doing it, and then
she can't believe it. Yeah, she can't believe she's still there. Me too. Sometimes. So take me through it. We're really nervous, Riley. Go ahead and give us a start, Emily. You can feed in too, because I want to know what this experience is going to be like for a lot of people that are going to live it. So let's role play a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll put on a little magic hat, get a bullwhip. No, I'm kidding. I'm not.
I mean, before you even walk in, if you choose, you can always reach out to us, like we mentioned. And if it's requests, whether it's, you know, a fetish or a privacy concern, anything that you want to discuss, anytime you communicate with the spa, it's literally directly to Emily and I. So you are speaking to us and we can set everything up for you. So the moment you walk in, you're walking in to meet one of our managers who are amazing. They're beautiful. The spa is beautiful. Emily, I hope you sent them some photos to post.
I did.
And you're going to be brought into either our lobby, which is like our waiting area, or directly into one of the treatment rooms, which if you are a little bit more privacy conscious, I definitely recommend doing that. So you're kind of, you know, out of the path of, you know, oncoming traffic, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the manager is going to get...
You're talking about so people won't see you. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, don't care at all. And I mean, even if you want to use the back door, meaning like... the entrance of the building.
Thank you for the clarification.
Because I was going to search for that in treatments.
I figured. Even if you wanted to come in that way, like, I mean, anything we can do to accommodate, especially these new guys that are feeling a little bit nervous, we'd love to. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you're going to meet all of the muses, and they're going to come in one by one. They're going to greet you, introduce themselves, and flirt a little bit, and try to kind of entice you to pick them.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's like a lineup. You can either the ladies will line up, sort of, or you're going to be
it's
able
not,
to.
It's not like a lineup of women. They'll come in one at a time.
Yeah.
It's a brief conversation, and then you get to choose. And sometimes that's guys, we see it that they pick strictly based on the muse's look, like her appearance. And other times it's personality. I think a lot of times, actually, it's, you know, you have to speak to the penis. And if you're not engaging him in that way, in that 5 to 10 seconds that they have, they're not going to get picked.
You know what's interesting about that?
Yeah.
Women, obviously, somebody did something right, because, I mean, men like all different shapes and sizes. But I had a realization when I was young, and I don't want this to sound bad, and I'm not judging women, but I remember having a real problem with women that put on an act to me, like like they played dumb, and some of them I don't think were. I think they were doing
it. Or play overly sexy.
I was so turned off by that. Mm-hmm. I liked a confident, intelligent, like that was what I was attracted to. The most beautiful woman in the world could have come up to me and tried to flirt with me. And if I perceived that they were acting dumb for attention or trying to get my attention by playing that kind of a role, I was out. Mm-hmm. Count me out. So I think there's something to that, that what you said, Riley.
About personality? Oh, huge.
Yes. Yeah. I think men aren't as shallow as maybe, well, we are.
Oh, we are, yeah.
Yes, but well, I think
that I agree with you completely. You know, there can be the hottest woman and she's obviously, you know, all of a sudden not as attractive if, you know, the personality doesn't match. But there's certainly gentlemen that want that dumb blonde or, you know, it depends what you're looking for. And you're absolutely right. Whether it's looks, that there's something to suit everyone, it's also in personality as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of interesting, right? When you talk about how a lot of guys will pick a different personality, I'm sure you get some people that will come in there that not only want to have an experience, and I want to get to girlfriend experience and online sugar daddies in just a second, because I've got a lot of questions.
But this is interesting.
I find it fascinating. I've got some examples that I got to run by you as well. I want to know about mistresses.
I did a lot
and
of
tribute.
Research on the weekend.
I did too. Yeah. Pornhub for like 3 hours.
I want to see the search history.
Hear it.
But you talk about personality, and is that something that you look for in because you guys like Lachlan and I exist, where it's like, hey, I would love to have an experience with you, but I need to know that you're actually going to turn me on mentally as well. Right.
Yeah. I think that like goes it if into you're our mean, hiring. Mean too. Right?
Yeah. If you're not like, if you can razz me a little bit along the way, that'd be great. Just make
some
me feel
men
like
love a bitch. It's true. Some men love really? A bitch.
You have guys that come in there and their kink is to be treated like shit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Really? A huge amount. Yeah.
I can totally see that.
I'd go there. If I was a married dude, I would go there to not experience that.
Well, it depends where you're coming from, right? And I Eric. Think the way people choose is interesting to me. Like that in itself is a psychology lesson, because some people will pick someone that reminds them of like their high school crush. Mm-hmm. Some people will pick someone who's 100% opposite of the wife. Sometimes they want someone who's very reminiscent of the wife or when she used to like me.
Is it a widower? Is that a...
No, sometimes completely married and like you look very similar to my wife, but you're nicer. So they go with that. But when we hire, we look for girls that are actually really kind, even the ones that can play the bitch really well. Mm-hmm. But we really put an importance on them having something else that goes on in their life beyond sex work. So we end up with very intelligent ladies because they're in school or they have a full-time career already. They're moms. They're working towards a goal. They're business owners. There's just an ambition behind it that brings different life experience and intelligence. And it's funny because clients that have been at this for a while are a little jaded and they'll say things like, yeah, sure, they're all fucking nurses. And I'm like, listen, sir, we have 3 girls currently in law school. We have 2 that are medical, already passed their nursing degrees. Like we actually have legitimate, intelligent women. And then when they come in and have a session, they're like, oh shit, she's really smart. And I'm like, I told you.
So that whole thing about becoming nurses, doctors, and lawyers was true? That whole thing is real?
I mean, it was a common joke in like the strip club, right? Like, sir, you're all here to finish nursing school.
I
pick on strippers a little bit. I love me some strippers. I will say that for clarification. But when you've been in the club for a long time, that's where the jadedness can come from, or it almost becomes like, I call it stripperella talk, how Lachlan was referring earlier with like the fakeness. Yeah. When everything's just, hey, baby, like it's annoying. It's so obviously fake. And like, give me a genuine compliment. Don't just tell every man he has a big dick like that. Or you smell so nice. Or hi, handsome. Like, excuse me.
Hi, handsome. Want to buy me a drink? No, I don't.
No.
I was always that guy. Like, you know, in your early 20s, you'd go into a strip joint and you'd go into your first one and a girl would come by and she's like, hey, honey, do you want to buy me a drink? And I'm like, no, not really. And she's like, you don't know how this works, do you? And I'm like, no, I don't. And I still don't want to buy it. Even if I knew how this worked, I wouldn't buy you a drink. And then she would just make her way to the next table and do the same thing. And I'm like, if I was a stripper, I would get defeated by that. No, I would never come back to work. I would take
I'd buy them all drinks.
I would take my wolf blanket for the third dance and I would leave.
You know, it does get hard though, even for our girls. I think if you go to meet several clients in a row and you're not getting picked, it can be difficult. You know, you got to pick yourself up and keep going and get the next one. Or oftentimes switch up the greeting. And Emily and I talk to the girls a lot about this, especially in retraining, that if something's not working, try something else. Like, you have all day, you have 10 people to go and try something different with. And when you find what works and you reel them in, you got it.
As always, the Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by our friends at factcheck.io. Factcheck.io. Do you believe? The good people at FactCheck are a quorum of software professionals, psychological professionals, journalists that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter if it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information, and alternative sources. And there's going to be a weapon button too, where you can turn that information around and put it back out there accurately to combat disinformation. The good people at factcheck.io are right now testing their beta version of their free program. Yes, it will be free for anybody who wants to use it. They want to battle disinformation because it is a problem. Go to factcheck.io today. FACTCHEK.io. FACTCHEK.io. The world's most robust fact-checking disinformation software for news, social media, video, print, anything spoken word. These people are on the tip. And they use some of the finest software technology to be able to give you the advantage when it comes to getting agency back in your life, when it comes to information that you read. Go to factcheck.io today for more information. Sign up for the beta test, FACTCHEK.io. The Dean Blundell Show is brought to you by factcheck.io. Factcheck.io, makers of the world's most comprehensive fact-checking software, that have been very busy building some software so that you can fact check anything that you read. It doesn't matter if it's got a URL, you'll be able to fact check it. Alternative sources, origins, whether or not it was an organic or inorganic campaign, whether or not you can trust the people that are putting out the information so that you can give yourself agency over information in the age of disinformation. Again, want to beta test their product? They're going to launch it in the next month or two. Go to factcheck.io today. FACTCHEK.io. Back to the show. Speaking of reeling them in, can I ask you guys a question? Because Lachlan and I were talking about this the other day. We were talking about online sugar daddies. And Emily posted a tweet the other day talking about how she could be a sugar daddy if she wanted, but she didn't want to be one because she's her own woman and she's got her own money and go F the man, right?
That's not what I said.
That was the vibe. Thank you. That was the vibe.
I said I get stressed out seeing tweets about wanting sugar daddies because I know how much fucking maintenance they are. So I'm like, can't we break it down in like digestible micro sugar daddies? Yeah, like, could it not be like my Amazon daddy or like my gas daddy or my rent daddy? And then just divide and conquer.
Yeah,
because I just, bills I pay, I get mad. I'm like, there's no, I'm too cute for this.
Both of you are, but you have to explain it to me because I still don't even know what it is. I just see tweets like this running around and I'm like, really? Is that a thing where there's these women out there that are like, hey, listen, this is how hot I look. This is who I am. I will engage with you, but someone's sending me money first. Like, someone's got to send money. Someone's got to send me. And it's not just like, and let me get to a couple of these. And good for these ladies. I mean, if you can put out a tweet that says, hey, listen, I'm so hot that you're going to have to send me some money and they can get that money. I'm like, yeah, good for you. That's awesome. It's like a sexual GoFundMe, right? That's all it is. Yeah, absolutely. But
this is fascinating.
When did this start? Because this is fascinating to this point. Goddess Dawn, give this goddess your prayers and tributes, and maybe I'll spare you a nightmare. Findom, sub, findom, pay pig, sugar daddy, baby kink, human ATM, loser, human wallet. Now I know
what ATM stands for.
No, it's actually a fake machine. Yeah, it's not the
It's findom, actually, because it's financial domination.
Okay, this is all new to me. Where do we start? Can you guys explain? Yeah, I know. Emily Riley's like got a little shit-eating grin on her face too. She goes, I know all that.
It's funny because Emily and I were speaking about this last night.
Take us through it. Explain.
I was like, maybe I should explore this. I think I could be good at it. And I needed some advice from Emily.
Yeah. Does Emily do this? Do you do this too, Em?
I don't, but I have in past years. I definitely did a lot when I was in the biz. Although when I was in the biz, the internet wasn't what it was now. But it's very, very, very popular right now, the whole FinDom thing. And a lot of it is based around complete submission on the man's standpoint and complete dominance on the woman's standpoint. And some of them, it depends on how extreme they are. There are what's called Splenda daddies because they don't really have a lot of sugar. So they're the ones that'll send you $100 and want a text answer back. Or like my post and I'll send you $20. And most FinDoms don't care about that kind of stuff. They're like, fuck off, what's $20?
Yeah.
And especially if there's someone who's giving them thousands, like they don't even pay attention to those. They consider them useless.
Yeah.
And then there's some that just really appreciate the small donations. I mean, it reminds me of politics. The big donors and the small donors, right? You pay more attention to the big donors. But it became so much more popular with the explosion of OnlyFans during the pandemic lockdowns.
Yeah.
Because that was basically the crutch for the intimacy we couldn't have in person. And that's really where online stuff, cam girls, all that had already existed, but it really just exploded to your everyday, ordinary person during that phase. And so once everyone kind of returned back to outside and back to work and all that stuff, why would you give up that income? That makes no sense. So, and Twitter allows all kinds of things, except our account for some reason, but whatever.
Wow. No,
you can't get in here yet.
I want to talk about the OnlyFans thing.
After she's done, I'm okay.
Right.
Slowly enjoying it.
You guys make me giggle. It just became a reliable source, an easy source of income for a lot of women and men that have that kind of fetish, that enjoy being dehumanized or dominated or financially controlled, depending to various degrees, get off on it. There are plenty of clients that are banned from a FinDom because they're sending unsolicited dick pics once she logs into your bank account. Like, you got to control yourself as the customer and follow her rules or she will take you for a ride. But there are people that literally will give over access to their banking, where you could drain someone's account and he's like rock hard going, oh my God, I'm going to be homeless tomorrow. and my wife's going to wonder what happened to the college savings. Yeah. Like it's a real thing.
This is my next calling.
This is your response.
It really is.
Well, it seems like you don't have to do a lot. It's like putting out a couple of tweets with maybe a nipple shot and a couple of dirty texts where you're like, I'm going to do this to you. You're not doing any of those things to him, right? You can literally send some idiot that wants to give you access to his bank account so you can financially dominate him, pictures of anybody else, stories about anybody else.
I had no idea.
Dude, this was AI exists now. You can literally create a chat bot to do it for you to literally screw over all kinds of weirdos. And listen, I know that you say there's no shame in any kink. There's got to be shame in that kink a little bit. When you give away your bank card to a woman online, there has to be, but
I disagree. I feel that there should be a little limit when it affects like your children, for example. I don't know if I would shame them, but I'd be like that. You kind of need to give your head a shake a little bit, but I mean, grown adults will make their decisions. However, I mean, people gamble away money. That's even more important than that. So
my thing with OnlyFans, Emily, is I always thought that it was also something that the person that signed up for got off on, right? Because I mean, listen, I realize the money's there,
and the creator,
the creator is looking for that attention. Is that not? See, that's listen. I understand that people are signing up for this, and that they're obviously fascinated by whoever's on the other side of it. But there, you have to be motivated, I think, on a different level, money other than money to get into that. Does that not, is that fair to suggest?
For some, I'm sure there are some girls that just really love, you know, the attention, you know, waking up, seeing all the notifications. Listen, I love notifications if someone sent me money via an EMT. That always makes me happy. But at the same time, like no different than if you're trying to be a TikToker and you wake up to see one of your videos trending, it's the same kind of vibe. There's definitely people that don't give a shit about whatever they're catering to. It's just a paycheck for them. But it's how they camouflage that that really makes them either good at the job or not. You have to be good at it. And that's where something like the girlfriend experience can really come in. And not everyone wants the girlfriend experience.
Okay, that's
but if it's that, believable.
Part of this is a girlfriend experience online, only it's a financial dominance girlfriend experience for these guys, right?
It can be. Yeah. In terms of girlfriend experience for like a cyber connection, it would mean the conversations back and forth being very, not necessarily relationship-y, but very early flirtations, early dating. Good morning, beautiful. Hope you have a great day today. Like those little things. Just wanted to check on you. She's like, hi, handsome. How are you? Like you would, but she might be doing that with 45 different people every morning. Whereas someone who doesn't want that kind of experience might want to be insulted and forced to donate more in order for me to even respond to you. There's definitely a bitchiness that comes with FinDom.
Riley.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are going to partner on this a whole
thing. Yeah.
I
love it.
Yeah, because I'm all into engagement. I want to know how the machine works, and you can just do all the sexy stuff. And we'll get like 5 to 10 guys who are like, okay, I just want someone to steal from me because it makes me rock hard. I'll be like,
well, listen, it could be some of your audience here that it's, you know, sparking something. Hit us up.
Lachlan just lost his job and he's been like really happy since he got fired. So maybe he's like subject number one. Give us your PIN card, PIN number, your bank card.
That's not going to give me a boner. I mean,
you can pay my rent anytime. That'll give me a boner.
Okay. Can you explain girlfriend experience to me? I'm fascinated by this because Emily and I were talking about it. I was in Vegas last summer, twice for business. And one of the trips, I'm walking through the Wynn, and because I don't drink, I am with it and I'm noticing things, right? First time I've been in Vegas where I like actually went there for business. I just wasn't lying about it. I was like, what are you here for, lady? I'm here on business. No, I wasn't. I was just here getting hammered. I was actually there on business and I'm watching this gentleman walk towards me. Now, let me set the scene for you because this is kind of, it actually tons of empathy. And I explained it to Em on the phone this week. There's a gentleman who was deformed, right? Bigger guy who had some deformities, and he was holding the hands of a working woman who was very, very beautiful. And they were walking through the casino. They had their player's card and they were going into a restaurant and they looked happy. And I said to Em, I'm like, what is that? Like, he just hires this woman for the day. He goes, oh, it's beautiful. That's the girlfriend experience. There are a lot of people out there that need that experience. Can you walk me through that? Because this is like the digital, violent digital girlfriend experience we were just talking about, but there's also like a really kind of therapeutic, beautiful portion of the girlfriend experience when it comes to working women, correct?
I think at least in the spa world, like at Muse or any massage parlor, the girlfriend experience usually would be something more along the lines of there's cuddling, there's making out. I mean, a lot of girls make out nowadays, but at one point in time, that would be like really something that would be in the girlfriend experience. It's a lot more cuddly. It's softer. There's communication. It's not just about body sliding and shower massage and ejaculation. Like, it's just a slower, softer, closer process, I guess.
Yeah, it's a social process too, right? Like, it's a social process for a lot of these guys. And I think it takes a special woman to be able to do that for another man, right? Especially if
we have a lot of clients with special needs, and they're really open when they first contact us and communicating like what their limitations are, what they're actually looking for. And I remember thinking back on my career too. I learned so much about anatomy, which is ironic because I was in school to be a kinesiologist at the time, studying anatomy. But I learned so much more hands-on in sessions.
It's like an internship, right? It's like really hands-on, super hands-on.
There's no other way to get that perspective.
You always learn more.
But
from
I learned
doing
about
it,
people. Yeah. Listen, that's what we're here for. I learned a lot about people with spinal cord injuries, for example, and where the body kind of takes over. If it can't heal the injury and, let's say, bring you feeling back to your legs, it can actually reroute your pleasure centers so that you can still experience things like orgasm and sexual pleasure. It just may not be in the groin area. And like, who knew that's even possible? Like an octopus can regrow a leg, but humans can't. Well, humans can actually do a lot, and it's super fascinating to learn and experience.
Wow. It's fucking awesome. Did you guys, have you heard of the boyfriend experience?
Vaguely, but it's not really a thing here. The place that that's the most popular is in Japan, actually.
What do you mean?
Japan is the biggest, I'd say, clientele of female customers and male sex workers. And they are notorious for high-end clubs where women go wanting the boyfriend or the husband experience to be wined and dined and charmed by handsome, usually younger gentlemen. And there's a lot of millionaires in Japan that are female. And so they indulge themselves in a way that Western civilizations beyond Japan haven't caught on to yet. It's fascinating.
Japan's awesome.
That's bizarre. Yeah.
Japan, who'd have thought? Japan is the home to the boyfriend experience, but they also have vending machines with soiled underwear.
100%.
Freaky country.
They're very, very open. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very kink friendly. It's fun.
Have you heard of the American boyfriend experience?
God, no.
I'll play it for you. This guy nails it. This guy nails it. I want to play it for you. And then I'll ask you guys if this works. Like, if this is something
I'm nervous. Let's go.
Yeah, well, let's watch it together.
Are you in a relationship with a woman? And you're tired of all that hooting and hollering? Well, here are five surefire ways passed down from generation to generation of men on how to calm those ladies down. Number five, just tell her to calm down. Sometimes women get all caught up in their womaning and forget the basic rules of polite discourse. A gentle reminder to calm down should simmer the...
What do you think?
Wow. Listen.
You don't need to go through all five.
No, we do. We do.
So you get a non-consensual kick. Calm down one more time.
Remind her to relax. This helps the ladies who understand their level of energy is inappropriate, but aren't quite sure what the next step to take. Number three. You're here. I need you here. This simple physical action can help demonstrate the de-escalation necessary in the situation. Number four. Pretend this is your crazy knob. We need to turn it way down. Again, just another physical demonstration to show them the proper path. And number one, only to be used in extreme cases. You're acting like your mother, and this world doesn't need two bitches that crazy walking around. Just use these five simple methods, and you'll never have an out-of-hand lady again.
Wow.
See you next time.
Yeah, that's the American boyfriend experience. Thoughts?
I love TikTok.
You never get a girlfriend. Never.
Yeah. You know, he's not earning a dollar.
I have to
from personal experience that
my
doesn't
hands
work.
Started shaking. Yeah, no, I've done it. That's why I'm single. I mean, those five things are why I am single, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with the premise. There's definitely women that can be very loud and act very crazy. Yeah. And just dial it up way too much. But I swear to God, if anyone ever spoke to me that way,
this is the crazy knob.
I would be on the news.
Turn it down. Listen. Riley, don't be like your mother. We don't need two of those people here. Okay.
I can see the American boyfriend seething on the podcast.
Yeah. You know, she's just looking at me like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, I've definitely heard to like relax or calm down.
Trigger.
Does that make you angry? Is that word triggering for you guys? Relax or calm down?
Not necessarily, depending on, you know, the context of what's happening. Sometimes I need to relax. So it just depends how it's told to me.
I would never tell you to relax. I'd be scared, Brian.
It's like one of those really dirty words that shouldn't be a dirty word, but in a relationship,
it's just thrown out.
It's how it's used,
right?
Yeah.
And like, it reminds me of people with like anxiety. Telling them to just relax is to solve the fucking problem. I just found out that you're cheating, don't tell me to fucking relax. Listen, relax on the street.
Emily, you're up here about my cheating. I need you down here. Okay.
I'm already 5 feet tall. This is my zone.
Something tells me though, Riley's being polite. I think Riley, the quiet one is the one you got to worry about. Like if you told Riley to relax in a certain situation,
Riley scares me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Riley would be the one that you woke up in the middle of the night and there's a good chance she'd be like hovering above you with some sort of a weapon.
I'm probably single for a reason. I'm not the best at relationships.
Me neither.
I'm okay with it, Riley.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Riley flowers once, and she slept with a bat beside her bed because she didn't know who sent them.
Trust issues.
It is a true story.
Oh, Riley.
That's fantastic.
You're awesome. You're like
me. Oh, she's a keeper, guys.
A buddy of mine sent me a book once called Ego is the Enemy that actually ended up changing my life in many good ways. And as soon as I got the book, I started swearing, who the fuck thinks I have an ego?
Everyone.
Everybody. Muse Massage Spa. Ladies and gentlemen, these two ladies have a podcast as well called Muse on the Mic. And it is at Patreon. I want everybody to go listen to the uncensored version. It's cool. You can go to the YouTube channel. You can download and subscribe to the Muse on the Mic YouTube. You can get them anywhere you get your fine podcasts, Google, Apple, Spotify, etc. But you haven't lived till you've heard the actual uncensored version of their podcast. And you know what, girls, I got to tell you something. When we first started working together, and I wanted to tell you this as a compliment, I was like, I just love them and we'll see how it goes. You have one of the best podcasts that we have in this.
It is. It's really good, guys.
It's really good.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes us feel bad.
Oh, it's thank so you guys. Good. It's complimentary. It's very authentic. It's professional. It's authentic. It's a little greasy. It's a little dangerous. You make guys feel a little funny in this area down here. But it's very entertaining. And you guys are really, really bright. You do a great job of informing people and advocating in the industry. And I would highly encourage everybody out there to go download this podcast just because you're going to learn something. You're going to be a better person for it. You're going to open up your mind to the sex work industry and being an advocate. And these two ladies are sexologists. They will teach you as well. Talk about hands-on experience, 10,000 hours. Pretty sure they have their expert certificates in that capacity. So, well, Emily,
and the podcast
Riley,
is on the Muse webpage now too.
Absolutely. Yes. Go to Muse on the Mic. That's the name of the podcast, MuseMassageSpa.com. You can check it out. That's where you'll find their podcast. You can download it there as well. And
Crier,
let's give people – yeah, it's at Crier Media. We're happy to have it as part of our offering as
yay!
Well. Let's talk about the Toronto Dick we're going to get through the door here. What is that ad? What is that offer again?
$50 off any 45-minute session.
Just for $1,000.
Just for Dean Blundell listeners, $50 off any session, Muse Massage Spa. How can people get a hold of you, Riley, Emily? Let's start with Riley. Go to Emily because we want people to send you DMs.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We're on all the places. Our Twitter handles, mine is Riley. I just reactivated last night, so I'm new at this. Riley and Muse, what is it, Em?
Riley underscore Muse.
Okay, thank you. So on Twitter, Instagram, or always through email is like a surefire way to reach us.
Okay. Dino, put the links up on the YouTube page as well.
Yeah, and links are in the description, gentlemen, ladies. Not just ladies, not just gentlemen, ladies. If you would like to go to Muse Massage Spa, this is where I would send my friends. This is where I send people I trust. They want to have a great experience. I would highly encourage everybody not just to go and interact with them on their podcast, but go to their website. And if you're trepidatious, don't be. They'll make sure that you're comfortable. They'll make sure that you can go into any entrance, any exit, egress, ingress, doesn't matter. They'll hold your hand. They'll make you feel comfortable the entire time. That's what they do. Emily, Riley, great to see you guys. Thanks for coming.
So good.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Thank you. My pleasure. See you.
Emily, Riley, MuseMassageSpa.com. Go there today. I love those girls. Love them.
They're awesome.
Aren't they? You know, they're just regular, like normal individuals that run a business. Like it's like talking to the guy at Home Hardware, only if the guy at Home Hardware offered hand slides and nude reverses. Pretty much it.
We forgot to get into the whole the conversation we were having on Friday
about
starter dildos. We'll save that for the next time they come back.
No, we weren't having that conversation on Friday. You mentioned it. And then you said, I want to turn that into a promo. And I'm like, it's too sexual. And you're like, okay, I won't. And it was the first promo you put out was the starter dildo promo last week, which all was, right. You put out a bunch of stuff, which is great. Really happy that you did. Before we move on to a couple of other subjects, I want to get to the locker room retro replay. We've got an announcement as well. You brought on a new partner to the locker room, and I just wanted to say congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Stacy is a huge fan of the locker room, and he will be joining us as a sponsor of the locker room segment on the Dean Blundell Show on Crier Media. And so it's This segment is brought to you by Ardent Roof Systems.
The Lock Retro Play.
Another round of the Leprechaun Wars. And here's your hint what we're doing today. The Leprechaun Wars are here. Our contestants are near. They battled to the death to be the best Leprechaun in Edmonton.
That's not bad. That's a little limerick to us going.
We got a limerick challenge between the two of you.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to get you to go first. You are judging, Grant.
I'm the judge.
Okay.
I'm excellent. A very fair and impartial judge.
There is an old man named Locke who talks a lot about his massive sock. He loves to talk about poo even when you're eating stew. And his movements are around the clock.
Okay.
This is my limerick for Jimmy. There once was a male dancer from Tabor who showed off his little lightsaber. From all around town, the crowds would come round and butter Jimmy's corn for flavor. What do you got?
I got to give it to Lachlan.
Yeah! Woo!
Corn line
kicking
sold
ass!
It.
Ass! Kicking ass in the Leprechaun Wars, baby!
It's very impartial judging.
There you go.
Hey, did you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
A friend of mine who I played in a band with for years, Buck, sent me a note and said, "Let's go grab a beer." So we went over to the Sherlock Holmes, and I had a couple of pints of Guinness. But that's all I did yesterday. I took it pretty easy. Jimmy was out.
A lot of people did.
Full force.
A lot of people did. A lot of people took it easy this St. Patrick's Day. I would like to know Jimmy's story though, because he makes bank on St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah,
like he runs around like acting like a leprechaun, and he gets paid big money for it.
So the Leprechaun Wars came to light, and I'm not going to get into the story. But for years, I thought I was Scottish, and then my mom tells me I'm Irish. So I'm like, I'm actually Irish. You're freaking Ukrainian. And I went and I rented a leprechaun suit. This was a couple years ago, and I was going to steal his business because he gets hired by all these bars, and bars call him like 3-4 months before St. Patrick's Day and set up this trek that he makes around town. So he'll hit all these bars. He hits like 12 bars every St. Patrick's Day, and they pay him quite handsomely, and then he shows up. He's got a little routine. So that's the impetus of the Leprechaun Wars, and I was trying to steal some of his business. So yesterday he was at, I believe he's been doing it for years now with the Canadian Brewhouse in town.
Yeah.
So he'll start early in the afternoon, and by the end of the night, he's just slaughtered.
Is he fucked?
So he was out yesterday. We have not heard from him yet. And then the funny thing is, if you live in this area and you know anybody that was out on St. Patrick's Day, check their social media, because there's probably a picture with him dressed up as a leprechaun. Because people post this stuff on their social media. It was a great way of actually promoting the show, The Locker Room, for years. And he started doing it. I think he started doing it when I first met him. So this is 10 plus years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When we were on the Bear. Yeah. So he makes bank. So, yeah.
Yeah, he makes huge money doing that. It's kind of the kind of money that like strippers make.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a couple hundred bucks an hour to run around the city just to be a drunk leprechaun.
Yeah, it's like Christmas for him every St. Patrick's Day.
By the way, I'd
like
to point
really
out
funny is that
I won the Leprechaun Wars, though.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I totally won them.
It was a rigged limerick contest on the radio.
There was a variety of competitions, and I won them all. I won the jig.
Yeah.
I won the gold coin tossing competition.
Great. Yeah, but
I won Irish trivia.
But listen, the entire thing was made. It was made to objectify a small person.
There's a bit of that there.
So it doesn't matter if you won. The main goal was to have fun with a midget. Make leprechaun jokes. That was the entire premise behind the whole thing. The whole thing.
That was the bonus. Right?
That was the bonus. Hey, did you hear measles are back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you hear that? I was laughing yesterday because someone put out a tweet.
TB's apparently flaring up again.
TB. Well, yeah. So we got a little TB going. We got some polio that's making its way into the...
what is it, 1903?
Yeah. I was dying laughing this morning. So it's a big deal, right? Like over the past, I would say 3 years, people have been turned into anti-vaxxers. So a lot of people didn't get vaccinated before. They wouldn't talk about it prior to the pandemic because it was like, you don't get vaccines. It's like, no, and don't make fun of me. Like, remember that whole thing? So yeah. And Jenny McCarthy, remember the Playboy bunny that was the only person that advocated against vaccines because she was crazy? Well, now there's this whole swath of people out there that like the COVID vaccine.
She has since denied that. She's since not denied, but back. She's since said that her
daughter that her doesn't have autism.
Yeah. Yeah.
That she was off. Even Jenny McCarthy has said, yeah, I fucked up. Anyway, there's such hesitancy around vaccines now because of the COVID vaccine, and everybody's all panicky about vaccines.
It was experimental.
Measles. I love you, man. Measles, mumps, rubella. The one shot that everybody gets the second you're born, like the second you come flying out of the vagina, they stick an MMR thing in your ass or your leg, depending on how big of a child you are. So now measles is making a comeback. They had 10 reported cases in Quebec, something like another 30 cases across Canada. Measles are huge in the United States and a whole bunch of countries that have theocratic dictatorships, like the religious countries, religious-run countries. You're like, we don't believe in science. So those are the countries that are getting fisted by measles right now. But to your point, we are literally going back 70 years when it comes to science and vaccinology because everybody's like, we don't want to take the COVID vaccine. As a matter of fact, we're going to go full Theo Fleury. We're going to say no to all vaccines for the rest of our lives, including updating our MMR vaccine. And if you haven't had measles, and by the way, it doesn't bother me. This is the other thing. Someone asked me the other day if it bothers me that people aren't getting their measles vaccines. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm talking about this, but I don't care if anybody gets it. Do you know why? Because I'm just going to continue to stay on my routine, my vaccine routine, like everybody else does. And I'm not going to be talking about it. The only reason why I'm talking about it now, to Lachlan's point, it's because all these diseases we eradicated with vaccines, when everybody was like, this is good shit. This is going to save the world, which it did hundreds of times and continues to. I don't care enough to actually warn my neighbors anymore because I'm not going to get into the back and forth of it. If you're going to get it, great. You're not going to get measles, mumps, rubella. You're not going to get polio if you get your polio thing updated.
The problem with it is,
if you're not going to get it and you do get those diseases, that's just all you, baby. That is all you and everybody else who doesn't want to do it. So whatever, you know, enjoy it. I don't care. I really don't. And you know what's funny? It's David Fishman would say, and I love David Fishman. He's an infectious disease doctor, great guy, super responsible. He would say, and he is right, to say that it is irresponsible of me to have that perspective when it comes to this measles outbreak or polio outbreak.
Because it involves kids.
Yeah. You know what, though? It involves kids of parents who don't give a shit about it.
But I still...
Dude, parental rights. I'm all into it.
Yeah. But at the same time, there was a story. This was not that long ago where a child got really sick and the parents tried to cure the kid holistically and the child ended up dying. So that's where I have a problem with it.
What are you going to do, dude? What are you going to do?
I don't know what you do. I don't know what the answer is, but I don't feel good about it.
Right? We figured that out. Like, here's the thing. We figured that out in the pandemic. At least I did, is that not everybody is going to share your values of how you have to care for your children. Not everybody is going to read peer-reviewed books. Not everybody's going to talk to doctors.
Yeah.
It's just going to get hard and they're going to decide they don't want to do anything. And you know what? We spent a long time trying to convince people to do the right thing, that I now believe there are right things for everybody. I know what the right thing is, but the right thing for me when it comes to taking care of my family means that I don't have to give a shit about anybody else's family. Is it tragic that people are willing to put their kids through this? For sure it is. It's tragic.
I have literally
thing you can do about it. Nothing.
Like,
so why waste your time?
Yeah, you were posting again about that stupid family that moved to Russia and the YouTube family. They're farmers, and the thing that bothers me about that is that those kids don't have a choice that. I had to stop years ago. My wife and I would watch a couple of shows together, and one of them was Grey's Anatomy. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was. It was like three or four seasons in, all of a sudden, every episode, kids were dying. And I'm like, I can't, I got to stop. I can't do this. I can't tune in every week, every Sunday and watch somebody lose. Even if I know that it's not real, watch somebody lose a child. I can't. So I'm always really bothered by these stories when kids are involved, and I don't know what that is. And I get, I understand what you're saying. I will say this, that listen, I'm also of the same belief that you have, Dean, that if you try to force people to do something, you're just going to cause more problems. And that's the issue I think that we have today, is that there's too many people out there telling you what you have to do, and people push back on that. And that's why I think we have an issue right now, especially out of COVID, with vaccines and a lot of things. We've stopped believing that our public, you know, our authority figures. But I will say this, there are vaccines out there that work. And and you know what? If you're like, for instance, I got the shingles vaccine. Have you got that yet? You're 50 yet. Dean, have you got that one?
Hang on one second. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm trying to get rid of some stuff. Hang on. My computer just backfired. Here we go. Hang on. Give me a second.
Okay,
Now I'm ready. What did you look for? What do you need?
Have you had the shingles vaccine yet?
Yeah, I've totally had the shingles vaccine.
Okay. That's like, for instance, that's one where if you're dumb enough not to get that, I'm 100% watching your face melt off. Like I've had two or three friends that got shingles.
Yeah.
And I went to my doctor, like literally the week I turned 50, and went, I do not want to get that. You need to give me the shot. And I watched people suffer just horrifically. A friend of mine who was in his early 50s got shingles, and he looked like the Elephant Man for a good year and a half. Like his
It's not just like a scab. It's not just a scab. It fucking hurts. If you haven't had shingles, just to let everybody know, and I'm not a fear porn guy when it comes to diseases or sickness. I'm a guy that's like, whatever, I'm sick, I'll get through it. Shingles, and I've had friends that have had it. My buddy Pete had it for like 4 weeks. He drove to my house 4 weeks after that with scars on his face and said, Dino, I'm driving to my friend's houses and I'm telling them to get this vaccine. I'm telling them to get the shingles, the Twinrix shingles vaccine ASAP. Because there's a new version of shingles that is somewhat vaccine resistant because everybody's off vaccines now. So everybody's getting shingles. These people are not leaving their house. It's killing people.
Thanks for telling me that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Happy to help. But you're right. I laugh at those people now. Like you can be your own medical doctor. You can be your own guy. I'm not that guy. If you think that you have an answer when it comes to your own health, go ahead. Go ahead and do those things. Whatever. Sure, I understand big pharma's full of shit. Sure, I understand doctors are about cases and let's put people caseloads, all that.
That's the other side of the conversation.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. You're not wrong. I know what big pharma's all about. They're not here for us. They're here to make it look like they're for us and overcharge you for stupid shit like insulin. I get that. But if you're not going to take part in proven science for the benefit of yourself and everybody around you, and you get shingles or you get COVID or you get smallpox or you get whatever else comes back, polio, TB, anything in the sewer system that's making its way into your mouth in the next 2 years in this country or that country, you sucked. You lost.
I will say this, though.
I have zero empathy. But I hope that they're happy. I hope that they get through it. I don't want anybody to die or get sick, but you kind of lose the right to complain about how uncomfortable it is, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but I am also a doctor. I'm a medical professional.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Dr. Locke.
No, you're not. And you're just pretending to be one on a radio show.
If you are worried about the experimental vaccines that are out there and you want to avoid them, I do have a concoction that you can make up at home. You just have to do this once or twice a week, and you will never, ever need to get vaccinated again. You take ginger, garlic, and licorice root, okay, and boil that up on the stove, and then you put a towel over your head and just breathe that in. Just get the kids to do it.
How long? And then, a minute, 2 minutes?
Just a couple of minutes. Just make sure it's a rolling boil. Yeah. And the other thing I like to do is I like to take a little bit of sesame seed oil.
Yeah.
And you put it in your fingers. Ears? Nope. Behind your knees.
Oh, yeah.
Behind your knees. You will never, ever need any vaccines.
No, never again. Now, here's the other thing.
You'll be fine.
You can also drink your own distilled urine, apparently, according to some people. Have you heard about this one? That works, according to some people in the United States. Urinology, you're supposed to let it ferment, though, for like a week in a jar in the hot sun.
Jesus.
And then just drink it.
I'm sure that's easy.
That's what people are doing too. And listen, if you're not interested in urinology, like a lot of people online seem to be, a lot of the QAnon crowd drinking bleach and urine, there's always, of course, Old Faithful. You can slide some of that stuff on a cracker. You and your horse can be dewormed at the same time. That's not going to help you with measles, though.
But hold on, ivermectin. Maybe that guy won some sort of award for that.
Yeah, for horse medicine. He won a horse medicine award. And then Joe Rogan's like, I like it. Thanks for doing this, dude. Welcome to your Monday. Welcome back.
Yeah. We will have Stacy from Arden Roof Systems on Friday. But I do want to tell people that you can sign up for the golf tournament. The annual Arden Roof Systems charity golf tournament is up and running. Spots are filling up. There's early bird pricing in effect until May 1st. Go to the webpage, Arden Roof Systems. .com. Okay. You can also send me a note. I'll fire you the link. We're doing that Friday, July 5th at the Ranch Golf and Country Club. I will be hosting that event that day. And 18 holes, silent auction, steak dinner, the ranch. If you haven't golfed the ranch before, it's famous for the steak dinner. All right. So get on top of that. Again, ardentroofsystems.com for more information. Let's get your teams in. All right. That fills up every year. That's one of the
ArdenRoofing.com is where you can register.
ArdenRoofSystems.com.
Don't they do a ton? Give all the money to Stollery Hospital? Is that what they do?
This will be the fifth year this year, and they have raised over $65,000 for the Stollery Child Life Program, which it's a program that is separate from the Stollery. Like there, it's not money used for research. It's money used to take care of kids while they're spending hours and hours and hours, days and months at the Stollery. So there's a beach that they've built in the damn hospital. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the money for that was actually raised by Arden, Stacy and Arden Roof Systems. Yeah,
he's a community guy too. And I'm not mistaken, I think he spent some time in a kid's hospital when he was younger too.
Yeah, spinal meningitis. Yeah. He spent years.
The only human being I know that has gotten that three times.
And lived it.
And not only lived, excelled, and might be one of the happiest, nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah.
What a good dude. Happy to have him as part of the locker room. Obviously, a locker room partner. Ardent Roofing Systems, Stacy Disitel. He does an incredible job. They are the number one roofer in the entire city of Edmonton. They service a bunch of different areas of Alberta, and they guarantee their work. They're one of five Platinum Owens Corning partners, if I'm not mistaken. Which is a big, big deal. They guarantee their work.
Five companies in Western Canada. He's one of them.
Yeah. And you won't find a nicer individual or a guy who loves the community more. So really happy to have Arden's Roofing Systems as part of not just the locker room in Lachlan's life, but part of the Dean Blundell Show and Cryer Media as well. And if you're interested in partnering with us, we'd be happy to do that. Just send us an email, info@cryer.co. Thanks, dude. Great to see you.
Thanks, my friend.
See you tomorrow morning, Lachlan Cross. Formerly of the radio, now of Cryer Media. You can get everything he does at cryermedia.co. Everything we do at cryermedia.co, including the Muse on the Mic podcast with Emily and Riley. You can go and download, subscribe there as well. Going to get them to do some sponsored posts about the sex work industry. It's fascinating. The boyfriend experience, the girlfriend experience, the findom experience, which sounds terrible. Unless, of course, you like being financially dominated by a woman. Then it's awesome. Everybody's got their thing. And we're brought to you by the ladies of Muse on the Mic as well. Muse on the Mic, the podcast. Go and download, subscribe anywhere you get your fine podcasts. It's really, really good. They educate, they inform, they entertain. They're very funny. Real stories from behind the shower curtain. That's a nice way to say it. But go to MuseMassageSpa.com for more information. Download the Muse on the Mic podcast anywhere you find podcasts. Muse Massage Spa, 1290 Finch Avenue West. And, of course, you can get everything they do at MuseMassageSpa.com. And right now, $50 off for Dean Blundell Show listeners. All you have to do is hit up Emily or Riley on any social media. Muse, you can find Muse and DM them on Instagram, anywhere you find Muse. They get all those DMs and tell them you heard us on the show and you'd like to try out their services. You'd like to go there and support some of the ladies. And you want those ladies to support you. Yeah, it's good for you. It's therapeutic. That's what it is. MuseMassageSpa.com. Also brought to you by CanTorque, makers of rugged, hardworking torque wrenches for 20 years now. One solution, every solution for one solution. That's where they start. If they can help you, they can help everybody. 20 years of unparalleled experience. Canada's leading industrial tool experts. They've been doing this for a long time. The knowledge, the know-how, providing you with a really comprehensive solution or solutions tailored to your specific requirements. And not only do they rent tools, they calibrate tools, they repair them, and they also fabricate them to your specifics. And they've got distribution opportunities as well. CanTorque offers a complete range of services products, making them your one-stop shop for all your bolting and fastening solutions and any needs. Torque wrenches, industrial torque tools, the best in the world, all out of Canada, Edmonton, Alberta. Very proud to represent this country in that industry. And they do it with a maple leaf on every product. Go to CanTorque.com for more information. We're also brought to you by Ed's Fine Imports, G-I-T-C-H, Gitch. Gitch3 is your promo code. You get four pairs for the price of three when you use Gitch and then the number three at checkout. You also get 15% off your tire purchase. I can't talk about these underwear enough. They're the only underwear I wear. And I've got all my friends on them. All of our partners wear them as well because they're luxury boxer briefs, pouch in the front. They keep everything away from you. Moisture wicking fabric, super soft, barely there stuff. They're most comfortable underwear. Yeah, easily. These are the most comfortable underwear you wear. Moisture wicking fabric too, so it prevents the stank, as they say, gentlemen. We're just here looking out for you. Canadian company that makes Canadian underwear. Gitch, G-I-T-C-H, promo code 3. Gitch 3, you can get that at edsfineimports.com, 50% off when you give them your promo code as well. And we're brought to you by factcheck.io, F-A-K-T-C-H-E-K.io. Do you believe what you read, see, and consume online? It is harder and harder every single day. Well, the good people at FactCheck are beta testing a disinformation killer for the ages. Yesterday, I tried their new beta and user interface, user experience, and their dashboard. I can't believe no one's done this before. It seems like someone should have been able to put all of these different aspects, the epistemology of what goes into a lie or what goes into a narrative that is torqued or untrue, how it works with social media, who to trust on social media, sources you should or shouldn't trust, people you should or shouldn't trust, and then rank them and gave you an idea and sources of information that were able to battle back against myths, truths. We live in a post-truth society, and you want to be the first that has the ability to be able to correct those truths. You can. Factcheck.io software is a disinformation killer. They need beta testers right now. So if you would like to test this, you can. Go to factcheck.io, become a beta tester today, and become a verified fact checker. They're looking for verified fact checkers as well, people to test out and try not only their URL on their search bar, but they've also got something called BAM. Yeah, it's simply called BAM, where you get the full epistemology and history and origin behind pictures, videos, spoken word in real time. When you're watching a speech, you can actually just use the app and it'll tell you whether or not what the guy just said is a lie, if it's the truth. You can watch a video, you can look at Twitter, you can look at videos on Twitter. It'll tell you when it was, if it wasn't in Gaza, maybe it was in Syria. Who knows? All I know is that this thing is charged with getting you nothing but the unvarnished truth, giving you a ranking system that you can believe in, and giving you the sentiment that you can trust. Go to factcheck.io to become a beta tester today. F-A-K-T-C-H-E-K.io. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Have a great week. We'll see you tomorrow right here on this very program as well. I believe Alex Davorbekov is going to join us live from Ukraine. We got a few other things to take care of tomorrow morning as well. Anyway, have a great day. Be good to each other. Really good to each other. Be nice. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mercedes Nickel, four-time Winter Olympian and host of Dropping In, a podcast with Mercedes. This is a podcast where I interview a bunch of different people. I get the good, the bad, and the ugly, as well as I share my stories along the way. Now you can drop in at droppingin.com or subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. I'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.